Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Larry, has news been good for your investors lately?
Oh, it's been a rocky ride, for sure. I mean, ever since we announced the $20 million placement with the institutions in the U.S., the stock had dropped down as much as 30% today, but bounced back today, and so we're down less than 20% now. So that's a good thing. I'm thinking that maybe this is the bottom somewhere along the line. People with deep pockets would start looking at the price and figuring it's a bargain. I mean, the institutions thought it was a bargain at a dollar. I'm sure that they think this price is a real bargain. So, yeah, it's I'm hoping that those dark days are behind us. And but you know, you never know. And it's but it's looking a hell of a lot better today, Jim, than it did this morning, for example, when it was down as low as 71 cents. So, you know, an 82 close is pretty damn good in my books. And, you know, that's a nice rally in the stock, and it did it on a fair decent volume. So, yeah, we traded about 9.5 million shares on both exchanges today. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the entire picture, we've traded... let's see, 68 million shares since announcement on September 29th of the private placement. So that's a lot of paper changing hands, and I won't bother going into where what I think was happening, because I've got a few shareholders that think that that is negative for the stock. But I don't like to hold things back from the overall shareholders on what's happening in the market. So it's, you know, I'll move on to other areas. We just completed a long day with Cometco yesterday on doing some strategizing and optimizing. And so hopefully we'll have a bit of a timetable for them next week. I'm not into timelines. You know, I used to do timelines at one time, but things have totally changed in the market. You don't know what COVID's going to do to you, and it certainly has slowed us down. And, you know, so timelines are just goals that you can't meet and you can't predict. And so better off to just have an overall timeline. And the next step is the beginning of the demonstration plant work, and after that, with all that information that's gathered, we'll be able to put the design down and the actual estimation of the costs of a commercial plant. So I am happy with the progress that's being made. That you know, we had some setbacks, and that's only on time. And but we've never had a setback on our reporting of the results. I notice the latest blather out there is that that our results are all the same, but they're not by any chance. That nobody else is reporting any recovery of lithium, and yet we're way up at the top on that. And so, you know, it's people have to look at what we have. And then they have to judge whether the stock is worth holding. Do their own due diligence. Don't go to the bull boards or the CEO boards and do the due diligence out there, because that's all just negative blather about the company and the management. And I'm about losing my voice here, Jim. Been doing a lot of talking over the last few days. I get a lot of calls as the market kind of slid off the over the edge there, and it came back today, which made me extremely happy. And but you know, you start to lose your voice the more you talk. And I think we'll have some good press releases next week. You know, basically on the demonstration plant. I know everybody's been waiting for that, and we can give them an update, but the reality is that things have been slowed down quite a bit on getting the pieces that we needed for the demonstration plant, and so we'll have some timelines on that because, you know, we paid for 75% of it. So, anyway, it's coming up to the weekend. Everybody should, you know, be slightly happier. I mean, it's not a dollar, but it is 81 or 82 cents on the close, and that certainly is better than it was this morning. And it shows a turnaround in the market. Let's hope that this turnaround is here to stay because, you know, we've attracted people with very deep pockets into this company, and that's the institutions that bought the placement. And if I were them, I would be looking at saying, hey, you know, it was a good buy at a dollar, it's a better buy at 80 cents. And, you know, maybe step into the market and do a bit of buying. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. And so it's all about the market right now. It's, you know, the you can talk to your blue in the face about your great results and everything else, but seems like the better the result, the further the stock goes down. I mean, you just have to look at the fact that now we've got $20 million in the till with a clear path to commercial production. And so, you know, we're in great shape. And here it is, October. And I think this was the knockdown month. It was on people's schedule for us. And it looks like maybe we've turned that point. So, you know, I'm not going to go any further because I don't want to be get my voice down here to where you can't hear me, but the truth of the matter is I think better times are ahead, and I think that you've got to look at this this latest down plunge as a tempest in a teapot. I mean, there's nobody else doing anything with lithium. There's nobody else that is reporting the kinds of results that we get. And I do know that one thing, though, that you shouldn't be designing a plant or doing deals without knowing, you know, what it's going to cost you and what your recoveries are going to be, what your purities are going to be. Then you can base a price on that. But, you know, it seems to me that that companies are going ahead and, you know, talking about 100,000 tons a year production and all this stuff. And, you know, you won't see us doing that because we just want to get that first producer out there.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company that got its first start in manganese back in 2008. And we came up with, through Cometco, we came up with a process that worked on very low grades, 2-3% manganese. As a matter of fact, our pre-feasibility showed us that we were at the same cost per ton as the Chinese were using, getting 30-40% manganese. And so that was a big feather in our cap, but the price of manganese went down and through the floor, and we had to put that on the shelf. But it was reenacted in 2016 when we decided to test out the cathode materials in the lithium-ion battery, and we got great results on the first start. So we've never looked back since, and we're a lot further down the line now than we were at that time. And one thing that everybody should feel comfortable is we have a solid process. We have solid work behind it. And remember that the work is arm's length to us. It's not something we do in the garage and come out with results. It's totally different. So it's kind of where the company is today. We're focusing on recycling lithium-ion batteries. We're also focusing on the production of manganese from the strategic stockpiles at Wendon for the Department of Defense, and that is being paid for by them. And, you know, so I think everybody should be happy with the progress the company's made in the last few years, short years, and I can tell you that I am. So, but you can also do your due diligence, not on the billboards. That's the crazy place to do due diligence. Due diligence is on our website. And if you want to go there and just see the progress reports and everything else that have been done, and you want to see the latest PowerPoint, which doesn't give times, but it gives you estimates of the next steps, it's there. It's in black and white on the site. And that is at AmericanManganeseInc.com. You can contact the company here at 778-574-4444. You can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. And I wish you all a great weekend. Oh, I better give you the symbols. The symbol for the Toronto Venture Exchange is AMY. The symbol in the USQB board is AMYZF, and the symbol for Frankfurt is 2AM.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on October 15th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.